You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is going on in your world? Knick-knack is sick now?
Yeah, a little knick-knack, Scott. Oh, she started yesterday-ish, not feeling too hot, and now came down this morning, and she was actually up before me, sitting at the kitchen table, sucking down some sort of lemon honey concoction
or whatever.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't. I'm swallowing razor blades. And I'm not going to lie, she sounded kind of sexy. It was the first thing I said. I was like, whoa, your voice sounds way hot right now. And then I proceeded to say, oh my gosh, that sucks. I can't believe you're sick. And she goes, it gets worse. And I'm like, what? She's like, look at my eye. And I went over and I looked at her eye.
No.
And it's all gooey and it's bright pink.
She's got pink eye.
And I immediately started backing away, and then I ran into the other room and washed my body with bleach. I was like, get away from me. That's disgusting.
Boy, your house is just a...
It's something it's a right cesspool, now, man. It's a Petri dish, and I was talking yesterday. It's like we went a full 2 years, if not more, all the way through the pandemic. We got nothing. None of us were sick at all. And now all of a sudden, boom, all of us are kind of getting hit with it. Reed had some sniffles last night, too, my son. And it was just kind of, you know, making the rounds. I had it last week, and it's some nasty stuff. But, you know, drink that OJ, take the vitamins, and you'll knock it out. So, yeah, it's kind of gross. So,
in case you're wondering.
No kisses for her.
I feel great.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Well, you know, I think she had to have picked it up because she was doing all the science fair stuff, and it was back and forth to the school nonstop, so she's like going to ground zero of Grosstown.
Sure.
So she had to have picked up something there because you're touching tables and projects and kids and teachers and pamphlets, and then you're rubbing your eyes, and boom, that's what you get. So... I will say she did feel good enough yesterday, though, to head out with my daughter. They're starting to plan her birthday party. And we're going to be talking about birthday parties at 7 today, but we're planning little Lila's birthday party that's coming up next month and see what she wants. Encanto, whatever, however you say that goofy movie. She wants that theme for her party. And we're old school, Dom. We actually still send out invitations, handwritten invitations to family. Say, hey, here's your invite. They hopped around to 3 different stores yesterday, including party-specific stores, and nobody carries handwritten invitations anymore. Even Target. They even wandered into Target. And she was asking around.
Cards that you just put in an envelope? Like they don't sell cards?
Not cards, but actual, like, invitations. You can buy invitations that says date, time,
okay,
location, and they're usually little birthday ones, you know, that you use for kids. And at all the locations, all the little associates there said, we don't bring them in anymore. We don't sell them because they just sit there.
Huh.
Nobody uses them anymore now that you can just send out a text or a Facebook invite, an e-vite.
The e-vites are huge.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And we're kind of bumming about that. So she was sitting on Amazon last night trying to find invitations, which, because of all the shortages and price hikes, a package of 20 invitations is like $30 now.
Yeah, paper prices have shot way up. That's affecting the cost on a lot of things. And you know what? In a way, isn't there at least a little part of you that's like, we're not going to be contributing to all the crap in a landfill?
Oh, a little bit, but I kind of like the formal aspect of it. I mean, you can make that argument sending a thank you card to somebody instead of sending them a thank you text, you know?
Yeah, I know, but...
You're just contributing to the
for
trash.
A kid's birthday party,
yeah, it kind of makes it feel a little more special, I think, for the kids, because we have them sit down and, you know, help kind of help fill it out and try to learn some manners when it comes to inviting people.
Sure, that's all good. That's all great
it's
lessons.
It's a learning lesson.
Here's where the cynical Dom pops in and says, yes, because kids aren't made to feel special enough in 2022.
Well, it's just a birthday party.
They're never made to feel special anymore.
They can feel special one day of the year for their birthday, and this kind of, you know.
So what are you going to do?
I was throwing it out there. I was like, maybe I'll hop onto just Canva and make one and get some heavier card stock, and we can just print out our own, and I'll just design our own.
Yeah. They're not necessarily cheap on Canva, but I will say this. We did wedding invitations on Canva because we didn't need that many.
Yeah. I'm big on the Canva. I just designed all the...
They look good. They're good quality.
It's easy to do. You look like a pro. I just did all the science fair t-shirts off of that. So I'm like,
oh. Yeah, it's not as quick as running down to the corner store and getting a bunch of invitations because it'll take some time for them to print them and ship them. But
it's kind of fun to make them your own, you know? So
yeah,
we might be doing that.
There's probably some people saying, what is this Canva of which you speak? Well, it's kind of like your a do-it-yourself graphic design site where you can design all sorts of things. I design stuff like crazy for my books on Canva that get loaded inside. But we've, like I said, we've used it for wedding invitations, and people use it for a variety of things. There's a free version, and then there's one where you can pay to use some of their extra stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool if you're looking for, you know, like some easy graphic design stuff, so you can check that out. So anyway, that's what's going on in my world, man. I got a wife with pink eye and a disappointed kid.